Good day. This is the Farm Market News Morning Show, broadcast number 187 for Tuesday, December 16th. I'm Phil Frantz-Workington. ICE Futures Canada canola contracts were mostly down Tuesday morning as declines in outside oilseed markets spilled over to weigh on prices. Canola was steady to $3 lower, the January contract unchanged at $440, but the more active March futures down $2.50 at $434.30. Chicago soybeans and soy oil, Malaysian palm oil, and European rapeseed were all down in overnight activity. Spec selling contributed to some of the weakness in canola, as canola ran into nearby resistance yesterday and was due for a bit of a correction from a chart standpoint. A firmer tone in the Canadian dollar was also a bit bearish, although the currency is still trading near its weakest levels relative to its U.S. counterpart in years. Steady end-user demand and a lack of farmer selling, as producers are largely waiting for the new year now, also provided some underlying support for canola and helped the inverted January-March spread widen to nearly $6. Wheat, durum, and barley were all untraded. In the U.S., soybeans and corn were both down, but wheat was posting good gains. Soybeans are 3 to 10 cents lower in early trade, the January contract down 9 cents, at $10.30 per bushel. The good South American crop prospect has remained a bearish influence overhanging soybeans, as the crops there continue to receive timely rain. Smaller than expected demand from the domestic crush sector, in a report out this morning from the National Oilseed Processors Association, also weighed on soybeans. For corn, prices were down 1 to 2 cents only, the March contract down 2 at $4.06 per bushel. The ongoing losses in crude oil accounted for some of that pressure in corn, given the grain's connection to ethanol production. Increased farmer selling as producers are taking advantage of the recent strength in the market contributed to the declines. Wheat, meanwhile, is up 3 to 10 cents, the March contract in Chicago up 10 at $6.29 per bushel. Uncertainty over Russian wheat exports remained at the forefront of the wheat trade. The country's weakening currency has encouraged exports, and which are running at a record pace so far this year. However, restrictions may soon be put in place that will halt that Russian export competition, and that would open the door for more North American business, which was supporting prices today. That's a look at the ICE Futures Canada and Chicago markets for Tuesday morning, December 16th. In Winnipeg for Farm Market News, I'm Phil Frantz-Workington.